From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece acts on a new bailout offer. The Greek parliament approved a package of tough reforms demanded by the country's creditors in return for a bailout. In a vote taken early this morning in Greece, 229 lawmakers voted in favor of the measure and 64 against it. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told lawmakers shortly before the vote that he had no choice but to accept the demanding terms of Greece's creditors. In order for Greece to secure bailout funding, the agreement must now go before the parliaments of some of the 19 other members of the Eurozone. President Barack Obama staunchly defended a historic deal restraining Tehran's nuclear development program. At a White House news conference Wednesday, President Obama said the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon.
This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon.
President Obama faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. It's the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the area. Mexican troops have been deployed in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, as part of an operation to recapture him. Soldiers have set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and reviewing driver's licenses and registration. Mexican police are also engaged in a larger manhunt throughout the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport. This is VOA News. Jurors in the western U.S. state of Colorado have begun deliberations over the fate of James Holmes, the man who went into a suburban Denver movie theater 3 years ago, killing 12 people and wounding 70 others. The panel of 9 women and 3 men will determine whether Holmes was legally insane. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to 165 charges, including murder. Holmes, a 27-year-old former neuroscience graduate student from California, could face the death penalty if he is convicted of opening fire inside a midnight premiere of a Batman movie. Ugandan Defense Minister Crispus Kayonga is scheduled to arrive today in Burundi to lead discussions aimed at resolving tensions in the country ahead of the rescheduled presidential vote on July 21st. Representatives of the government, opposition, and civil society groups plan to meet the Ugandan minister in a bid to hold talks to find ways of resolving the crisis in Burundi. Some opposition and civil society groups reject Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial re-election bid. The United Nations Children's Fund warns up to 1.3 million people in battle-scarred areas of eastern Ukraine are facing a serious water crisis. Lisa Schlein has details.
The water crisis is centered in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The United Nations Children's Fund reports fighting in this region has seriously disrupted the supply of safe drinking water for up to 1.3 million children and adults. It says more than 470,000 people in rebel-controlled areas of the Luhansk region also lack a good water supply. This, it says, is forcing many families to travel to neighboring villages to get water from functioning wells. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. space agency NASA is releasing long-awaited photos from its New Horizons mission that show icy mountains on the surface of Pluto. The images reveal a range of mountains as high as 3,500 meters above Pluto's surface. Scientists predict the mountains formed about 100 million years ago, a relatively short time in the solar system's 4.5-billion-year-old history. Especially astounding to scientists was the absence of craters. The Switzerland-based team attempting to fly a solar-powered plane around the world says the flight is under suspension until next April because of irreparable damage to its batteries. The team says the batteries overheated during its 5-day flight from Nagoya, Japan to Honolulu, Hawaii, June 30th. The team says it did not anticipate the effect rapid altitude changes in a tropical climate would have on battery temperature. The plane is now being housed at the University of Hawaii for repairs. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.